And here are our next two contestants, Carly Smith and Chad LaVimonier. Carly, you have come a far way to be with us. Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee? Nice! What do you do in Nashville, Tennessee?
I work at an organic food store.
Of course you do.
Mm-hmm. It's called The Turnip Truck.
Oh,
Urban
my God.
Fair.
I love it. The Turnip Truck sounds incredible.
All right, good. I know you live in New York, Chad, but where are you originally from?
I'm originally from that part of Connecticut nobody knows about. Up in the northeast corner of it.
The northeast? Does it have a name?
It's literally called the Quiet Corner. It's best known for not being known.
Never heard of it.
Have either of you ever had an IQ test, Chad?
When I was very young.
When you were very young? Yeah, well, let's test your nerd IQ. Carly, favorite hobby?
Probably reading.
Reading?
Which is the nerdiest answer.
That's very high, Chad?
I'm an amateur Zimmergist.
Yep, there you go. Movie you like to quote, Chad?
The Big Lebowski.
Big Lebowski, good choice. Carly?
Singing in the Rain.
Also great choice. All right.
That's just like your opinion, man.
What do you think I am? Dumb or something?
That's cool, man. That's cool.
I don't need to do anything, seriously. I am totally entertained by this. Thing you don't want us to know about you, Carly?
I have never given Doctor Who or Joss Whedon a chance, and I'm always afraid when I go to cons because everyone always asks about those two things.
Yeah, sure. Okay, Chad, how do you feel about that?
I listened to the first book of Game of Thrones as an audiobook. I wasn't sure if I would like it. It was,
The shame.
I know. Yeah. Well, this game is called IQ Test, but since I'm not an accredited psychologist yet, it's going to be a little bit different. I'm going to read you clues to a word, a name, or a phrase containing the letters IQ. Okay? And consecutively somewhere inside the word. Here we go. Distinct and one of a kind are synonyms of this word. Chad?
Unique.
Exactly. Well done, yes. Although logically, unique should have no synonyms, right?
Yeah.
Anyways. Emily Post's area of expertise. Chad.
Etiquette.
Etiquette is correct. So you can feel bad about your fork choices since 1922. Twisting crunches that will help you build this muscle group that runs up and down the sides of your six-pack abs. Chad.
Obliques?
Obliques, yes. Obliques is correct.
That was obviously a guess.
That was obviously a guess. Yeah. You look very thin and svelte.
I'm just tall.
You're just tall?
I'm not in shape. I'm just really tall.
This banana company's logo is a woman wearing a hat full of fruit. Chat.
Chiquita.
Chiquita is correct, yes. Don't know the origin, but I assume it's getting drunk at a salad bar. A tight bandage meant to stop the flow of blood. Carly!
Tourniquet.
Tourniquet is correct.
I know things.
You know things. PBS's highest rated show hosted by Mark L. Wahlberg. Chad.
Antiques Roadshow.
Correct. They have that, we have hoarders. This is your last question. Betty Friedan's most famous book. Carly.
The Feminine Mystique.
The Feminine Mystique, correct. Have you read the sequel, The Masculine Nightcrawler?
Not as good. I didn't like it as much.
Puzzlegirl Archung, how did our contestants do?
Chad scored a little higher in this IQ test, and we'll be moving on to our final round.
Let's welcome back Lake Street Dive.
Would it be true to say that I ordered you? Or is it you that ordered me? I could say you are the only one I see, but I can't stop at two or three.
Members of Lake Street Dive on the music of their youth, so the hits from last year. Stay tuned. This is Ask Me Another from NPR.